Let's continue with some of the issues we started to talk about last week with regard to the allocation of aliyos when we have Kriyas HaTorah in Shul. So we mentioned that the Gemara says in Maseches Gittin that a Kohen comes first because it says V'kidashto. We have a mitzvah de'araisa that we're supposed to always put a Kohen first before anybody else, and that is not only with regard to Kriyas HaTorah, that is with regard to everything in life that we're supposed to have a Kohen go before we do. However, the Gemara says, does a Kohen have a right to then come into Shul and say, I don't want to take the kavod, I want to give it away to somebody else, and he'll start singling out somebody in the Shul who he thinks is worthy of his kavod being Nimchal? So to that, the Gemara says, no, that's going to start big arguments and big fights, and therefore we made a rule that a Kohen always gets the first aliyah, whether he wants it or he doesn't want it, he always is supposed to take first, and we will not allow other people to be given in his place. However, when you have extenuating circumstances, we are able to do like the Beis Yosef writes. They had a minhag in many shuls that on Shavuos they used to give the rabbi the first aliyah, even though it goes against this Gemara, but because everybody was in agreement that the rabbi deserves the first aliyah, and on Shavuos when we want to celebrate the Torah, that's what we do. So it's clear that then it would be something that would be permissible. So under certain circumstances we allow it, but generally we assume that a Kohen is supposed to get the first aliyah. We then go on to the next issue, which is the Gemara writes, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what happens if you have, let's say it happens here every so often, you have a bar mitzvah in the shul or an ufruf in the shul, and the bar mitzvah boy is a Kohen, which means that his father is also a Kohen. So we want to give an aliyah not only to the bar mitzvah boy himself, but we want to give an aliyah as well to the father and the grandfather, but we have too many Kohanim, and we only have 7 aliyos. What are we supposed to do? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kohen achar Kohen lo yikra. Although we're allowed to have, and we're supposed to have a Kohen getting the first aliyah every time we do Kriyas HaTorah, to call up a second Kohen for an aliyah after the first Kohen got his aliyah, that would not be appropriate. Why? Mishum pigmo shel rishon. Says the Gemara, the same way we have in our days, people start murmuring, people start talking, and they spread rumors. The same people existed in the days of the Gemara, and therefore we're concerned if you're going to call up one Kohen, and then him followed by a second Kohen, people are going to say, oh, see, the first one wasn't good enough, there was something wrong, maybe he's not really the child of a Kohen, maybe his mother was Mizana with somebody else, and that's why we have to call upon a second Kohen to make sure that everybody knows that we're really having a Kohen have an aliyah. So the Gemara says, we don't want to have anybody spreading rumors, nobody should talk, and therefore we assume that Kohen achar Kohen should never be called up. You should not call one Kohen after the other. And this is quoted the halacha in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Lamed Hei. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes there that although you're not allowed to call Kohen for Aliyah 1 and then Kohen 2 for Aliyah 2, Mishnah Berurah writes, after you've been mashlim kal hakruim, if I go through the order of Kohen Levi Yisrael, then I would be allowed to call up a Kohen again for one of the subsequent aliyahs. Our minhag is that we would call up a Kohen, let's say, for Achron, for the last aliyah on Shabbos. We would generally call up a Kohen, and for Maftir as well, a Kohen gets it. We all know that that's the minhag. And this is quoted lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch, that although you're allowed to have it with a hefsik in the middle, as long as you went through the general order, you would not be able to have two Kohanim being called up one after the other. Sounds very straightforward. However, the Levush, written by Rav Mordechai Yaffa, as quoted in the Magen Avraham there, and as the Levush himself writes there in Siman Kuf Lamed Hei, says that although it's true that you're not allowed to call a Kohen after another Kohen for the second Aliyah, he says that let's say you would have on Simchas Torah, or let's say you would have one of them getting Acharon, and then the other one would get Maftir. And we all know that in between Acharon and Maftir we have Kaddish. So he says as long as there's a Hafsaka Be'emtza, there's nothing to be concerned about. Or let's say on Simchas Torah, you're going to have one is going to get Chasen Torah, then we're going to roll the Sefer Torah, put it away, or put it on the side, take out another Sefer Torah and have someone do the Chasen Bereishis, writes the Mishnah Berurah, that would not be a problem. Why? Because it's clear, the Mishnah Berurah explains, in a case like that, it's clear that we're not redoing what was done already. Since there's a Hafsaka Be'emtza, and we sort of moved on, that shows that we don't have any problem with the first Kohen, and therefore you would be allowed to have two Kohanim getting two aliyos, one after the other, as long as there's some kind of hafsaka in the middle. Now the question that I was asked was, what happens when you don't have a Kohen in Shul at all? So as we mentioned, you're supposed to always give the first aliyah to a Kohen, but we walk into Shul one day and there is no Kohen, which is happens every so often. So what do you do then? So we have a Gemara Maseches Gittin where we're told very unclear exactly what the Gemara means, but the Gemara says as follows. Amar Abaye, Naktinan, we have a tradition. Emein Sham Kohen, if there is no Kohen present in Shul, and you're not able to honor the Kohen with the first Aliyah, obviously, then says the Gemara, cryptic words, Nisparda HaChavila. How do you translate that? It means, Nisparda HaChavila means you've basically unraveled the bundle. So what does that mean? So Rashi struggles to try to figure out, what does the Gemara mean? If you don't have a Kohen in Shul, now the bundle is unraveled? So Rashi says, I have two interpretations that I heard from my teachers. Number one, says Rashi, Nisparda HaChavila means Nifsak HaKesher, means the bundle that was tied up is now untied, it's loosened. Meaning, Ibid HaLevi Eskavoda, I'm reading Rashi's terminology, Ibid HaLevi Eskavoda, the Levi loses his chance, Bishvil Chavilas HaNefredes, Ve'eno Koriklal. First interpretation of Rashi is, if you have no Kohen, Levi is out. He doesn't get an Aliyah, and you call up a Yisrael for the first Aliyah. That's the first pshat in Rashi. By a show of hands, what have you seen in a shul when they don't have a Kohen, what they normally do? What? Call up a Levi or Yisrael? Both. So Rashi says, first interpretation of the Gemara is, when you don't have a Kohen, Eino Kore Klal, a Levi doesn't get the right to the first Aliyah, and you bedafka call a Yisrael. Second interpretation of Rashi is, Avol mitamidei mori harav Yitzchak Alevi shamati, she'ein seder ledavar, what it means is, Nisparda Chavila is, we're no longer makbid on the covet of a Levi. Not that we have an insistence that a Levi should not get the Aliyah, but Rashi says, now it's up for grabs. Nisparda Chavila means, anybody who wants the next Aliyah is worthy of getting it. Umisha Yirtza Yakta means, if we have a Talmud Chacham in the room, we'll give it to him. If the Levi is the biggest Talmud Chacham in the room, we'll give it to him. But we don't pedafka go out of our way to give it to a Levi, and we don't pedafka leave a Levi out. Says Rashi, once the Kohen is not present, anybody who wants the Aliyah is able to get it. The Machzor Vitri, one of the Gedolei Rishonim from Talmidei Rashi, writes that he has a tshuva from Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam said as well, that Ein HaLevi Kodem LeYisrael B'dafka, we don't go out of our way to give the Aliyah to the Levi, but if the Levi wants it, we have no problem. The Levi can get the first Aliyah if there's no Kohen present. And then he says, I don't understand, according to the first opinion that Rashi quoted, that the Levi is knocked out of the discussion and he doesn't have the right to get the Aliyah, he says, if that's the case, why does the Gemara say here, Ein Sham Kohen Nisparda HaChavila? Why does the Gemara use this strange terminology that we have untied the bundle? The Gemara should just say very simply, Ein Sham Kohen, Ein HaLevi Kore. The Gemara should just say very straightforward, if there's no Kohen, then the Levi does not get an Aliyah. Why does the Gemara use the strange term of Nisparda HaChavila? Says Rabbeinu Tam, it seems to mean that we have a hierarchy of who's supposed to get Aliyah, Kohen Levi Yisrael. If there is no Kohen, Nisparda HaChavila, now it's up for grabs. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam understands the Gemara. Otherwise, the Gemara should have said a much more straightforward terminology when describing this kind of situation. Now, the Rashba discusses this as well, and he quotes both of these opinions, and he says, in my opinion, Ein HaLevi Kore Klal. I accept the first position of Rashi, which is, when there is no Kohen, the Levi has no right to the first Aliyah at all. Now the Arzaruah, one of the other Rishonim, asks, I don't understand. There is some Kedusha to a Levi. Obviously, a Levi is not on the same level as a Kohen, but we assume that a Levi is on a higher level than all the rest of us Yisraelim. After all, we know that a Levi is the one who washes the hands of the Kohen. We give him that kavod. After all, he says, we know in the Beis HaMikdash, a Levi is separated, and he's the one who does certain service in the Beis HaMikdash that a Yisrael is not able to do. So ask the Arzaruah, Timihani, Tohov HaLevim Kedoshim Yosem Yisrael. Whichever position you're going to believe in Rashi here, don't we know that a Levi has more Kedusha than a Yisrael, and therefore my time lo yikra Levi Rishon Kishayin Kohen? I don't understand this halacha. How come when there's no Kohen in the shul, why don't we naturally go to the second best, call up a Levi, and have him be the one to get the honor? And the answer is, the Ran explains the reason why is because we have a concern, Pen Yachshavu Shekohen Hu. This is based on a Gemara in Maseches Ksubas, where the Gemara says, look, not everybody knows everyone else's yichus. Not everybody knows this one's a Kohen, this one's a Levi, this is a Yisrael. Who knows that other than the Gabbai in the shul? Most people aren't paying attention. How do I know if somebody's a Kohen? When I come to shul and I see he gets the first Aliyah, I know that he must be a Kohen. And therefore, says the Ran, if you're going to go out of your way and have a Levi read from the Sefer Torah, we have a concern that people are going to have the mistaken impression that that means that he now is a Kohen. We made a mistake all along. And therefore, since they saw him getting the first Aliyah, they're going to make a mistake that has very severe consequences. Let's say in the future, they give him Truma. Or they're going to assume that he's a Kohen, and because of that, certain halachas are going to change. So therefore, the Ran explains, that's why when you don't have a Kohen in the room, we don't go out of our way to call up a Levi. We're going to say, Yamod bimkom Kohen. We're going to say, there is no Kohen. We're making an announcement. Everybody should know clearly that now whoever we're calling up is not because of their Kedusha. We don't want anyone making a mistake between a Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. Now, what is the halacha lemaisa? The Beis Yosef writes over here that he quotes both opinions. And then the Beis Yosef writes that the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefila, in the understanding of the Beis Yosef, this is why you have to look up when the Beis Yosef quotes a Rambam, you have to look up, does the Rambam really say that? My father always told me when I was in Shir, he always told us that the Gemara says, Tchilas dino shel adam al divrei Torah. The Gemara says the first thing that we're going to be asked about when La'acha Me'ev Asim Shana, the first question we're going to be asked is about divrei Torah, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to ask us to stay as Shtikl Torah. He's going to ask us how serious we were in our Talmud Torah. That's a question we're going to have to answer. But yet the Gemara says that the first question that we're going to be asked, another Gemara writes, is Nasata v'Nasata be'amuna. Were you honest in business? So which one is it? The Acharonim ask, is it that we're going to be asked about our business dealings? Were we honest? Or we're going to be asked about Divrei Torah? So my father quoted very often from Rav Chaim Balazhner that the answer is, it's really the same. Number one, the question we're going to be asked is on Divrei Torah. And the question is, did you learn Torah the same way you would have done business? Someone comes, walks into your office one day and says, you know, I have a great deal for you. I just met this person. I never met him before. He's a very honest and upstanding individual. We just went out for coffee. I don't know anything else about him, but he seems very honest. I'd like you to sign on the dotted lines. You should go into a business deal, a few million dollars with him. You'll be very profitable because of this deal. Would you ever in your right mind do such a thing? Of course not. If you're a businessman and you have some intelligence, you're going to do your homework. You're going to do your research. You're going to make sure that you look into it before you get involved with somebody like that. So to over here, Chaim Lezhner says, Tosus says, whenever you're learning a sugya, Tosus writes, look in this Gemara, and that's what it says. Really? You trusted it? A businessman would never trust if somebody walked in and told him something. You have to look into it on your own. So to over here, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, your learning Torah is less than the way you would do business. Tchilas dino shel adam al divrei Torah. So over here, the Beis Yosef says, you look at the Rambam, and the Rambam takes a position on this issue. Writes the Rambam, in the opinion, in the understanding of the Beis Yosef. Now again, if you look in the Rambam, in his original, it's not clear. The Rama himself says, no, that's not the Pshat in the Rambam. But here the Rambam says, Emein Sham Kohen, if there is no Kohen, that's our case, Ola Yisrael, then you bedavka should have a Yisrael go up, Velo Yale Acharav Levi Klal. Writes the Beis Yosef, it seems that the Rambam is of the position that if you don't have a Kohen present in the shul, you should go out of your way not to call a Levi, because we don't want anyone having the mistaken impression that he is now a Kohen, and you should go skip over the Levim and Bedavka call up Yisrael. And the Rambam in the Darkei Moshe there says, no, you totally misunderstood the Rambam. That's not what the Rambam says. All the Rambam meant to say was that you don't have to go out of your way to call a Levi, you can call anybody you want. Nisparda Chavila means you have a right to call up whoever is worthy in the minyan, whoever happens to be there on that given day. So these are two minhagim, and as we know, in certain shuls, they're going to follow the psak of the Mechaber, which is, if you don't have a Kohen present to take the first aliyah, you should bedafka not have a Levi be called up, because we're concerned maybe someone's going to make a mistake. The Rama is of the opinion, like we just mentioned, no, we don't have any kpeda, we don't have any insistence that a Levi should not be called up. It's just that we don't have an insistence that a Levi should be called up. But if you want to call somebody in the room and he happens to be a Levi, you have every right to do that. Now, the question I was asked last week was, there they made a real mistake. This question was from Los Angeles. Someone texted me, they were in a school, so they didn't know all these halachas. And he writes that the problem was, they assume that when there's no Kohen in the room, you call up a Levi. Okay, so that's the opinion of the Rama. They have a right to call up a Levi. So he called up a Levi. And then he assumed we called up a Levi for the first Aliyah, we should now call up a Levi for the Levi Aliyah. So then he calls up a second Levi after the first one, because the second Aliyah is always supposed to be a Levi. Now that is a mistake. There the Mishneh Berurah says that for sure you shouldn't do. To call up one Levi after the other is not right. Why? Because then we go back to the original problem, which is Misham Pag Moshel HaLevi. Someone's going to walk in and say, hey, The first person who got the Aliyah was a Levi. Now we have a second Levi being called up. There must be something questionable about the Yichus of the first one. So the same reason why the Gemara says you're not allowed to call Kohen Achar Kohen is the reason why you're not allowed to call Levi Achar Levi. So that for sure is not the right thing to do. Whether you follow the position of the Mechaber or the Ramah about who gets the first Aliyah when there's no Kohen, should it Bedavka be a Levi or should it Bedavka not be a Levi or do we not care at all? However you follow that, certainly everybody's in agreement that the second Aliyah after that should not be given to a Levi because we don't want anybody having suspicions about the yichus of the Levi that got the first Aliyah on that day of Kriyas HaTorah.